Last sort of question for you guys. Anything for the fans out there that are checking out this interview, who love the Muffs, anything going on in the future? We referenced a world premiere sort of leak here about the concert with the Bengals. Any other studio recordings, any other projects going on?
We have like a half an album that we've been playing live a lot, okay, because that's the only way you can really work out songs is live.
Yeah.
And
you guys actually, according to Ronnie, you guys actually, in looking at the set list, performed some of those tonight. Yeah. And the audience responded very well to that.
Yeah, you know, we're brave. We do what we want.
We did three new songs tonight.
Yeah. And so we plan on recording. I am now free of any obligations for live shows, so I could
concentrate. No contractual.
December. But, so I'll have a couple of months to just kind of start writing and being creative again, which I look forward to.
So Happy Birthday to Me is going to reissue early next year
as
well.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So we hope to record a new record next year. We're going to Argentina next year.
We're going to go to South America in the spring. So
that's why these next 2 months off is totally good.
Yes.
It's sort of gearing up for the next stage of that is the Muffs.
We do it for a living, you know. We like to do it for a living, but you know, there's got to be breaks.
Yeah. And that will be our 26th year together next year.
20 what?
26th.
Sixth. 26th.
Wow. 26th.
Way back to 91, 92, 91.
Yes. January 25th, 91. That was our first show.
26 years ago.
Yeah.
Like an old person.
Well, about,
like
you know, we formed about 26 years ago now. So I guess technically we're 26 at this point.
Wow.
Our first show is January then.
What's going to happen when you reach the 30th anniversary? Or is that going to be like a huge like benchmark for you guys? I mean,
25 really wasn't. I mean, yeah, do we do anything special for our 25th anniversary?
That was last year.
Oh, yeah.
We did a 25th at that. Right. Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's
a quarter century.
Ramones were together 22 years.
So you guys beat, you guys outlasted the Ramones. That's a testament to the enduring legacy that is the Muffs. I congratulate you guys.
Thank you.
That said, the band playing underneath us has been around since 77.
Yeah. That is true.
They've been around.
Or two of them at least.
That is true.
all she needs to walk down the street and go to like a local Rite Aid, and she's fine.
I'm fine. I could walk around. I sometimes get recognized, but it's not so often that it's annoying. It's just nice, I guess. It's like, oh, hey, oh yeah, huh, all right. So I don't get recognized all the time, but every now and then. But that would be terrible to not be able to go anywhere without people just going blah, 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 all the time, you know.
But you live like in Southern California, right? Like, where do you live, or what?
I'm in Glendale. I live in Glendale, which is right around like Los Feliz, and, like right north of Los Feliz, and Burbank is around the corner.
Dude.
So like, Parker. You know, we played at the Troubadour. We were at the Troubadour one night, and Mike and I walked down to the grocery store, and Ozzy and Sharon were there. Ozzy, we got a picture with them, you know, like because. We happen to be in West Hollywood, and that's where they grocery shop, you know?
You can see a lot of celebrities. That's why I don't even care about celebrities, because it's like, who cares?
Because you're
celebrities.
They grocery shop, too.
But you have to admit, if you're walking around Burbank and you see Bob Barker, that would excite you at least a little bit.
Maybe I would be a little more impressed, because he was the Truth or Consequences guy.
Oh, Price is right.
No, I know, but before that, he did Truth or Consequences.
I did not even know that. Wow, way to go.
It might have been a local show, actually. You can look it up on YouTube.
Everything's on YouTube. Dude, I never, ever, when YouTube started, I definitely did not see it becoming what it is now. No way.
No. Well, you should just laugh, because there would be that one squirrel thing. Remember? It would be like the squirrel. The squirrel doing dot and dot. I don't know.
No, I don't.
Yeah. By the Coolies, that's Bad Bad Boy. At least it's a single relatively recently. Yeah, almost 6 years after the death of Kim Shattuck, and before that we were King of Confusion, releases a single in 2023, 4 years after she died. So I have no doubt that even after they run out of pre-recorded material. They'll be able to come out with like some AI-generated songs. So yeah, we'll have that to enjoy over the years. So anyway, that's a tribute to Kim Shattuck. But the show, and apparently, we're back. So, you know, 256 kilobits per second. So anyway, we're probably gonna have to upload the show to GameBird. I have recorded in Total Recorder, so that'll be a consolation. But anyway, show's over. Eric and I are playing us out of here. Bring me sunshine. The next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Daryl afternoon show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And after that, you have the World According to Clay and Rachie at 7 p.m. Central. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Then after that, some Jim Pemberton show. Probably give me back the 70s. So anyway, stay tuned for a replay of... this is not loud enough. Anyway, yeah. Stay tuned for a replay of Club Impaler Overnight. Sunshine, bring me love. By the way, this is probably the last show with the old computer. So, it's going to be mothballed. I don't know. It's still a pretty good system. Bring it up here. It's an AMD Ryzen 7 3700 8-core processor. So I don't know. Maybe it should be used for, not for Bitcoin mining because that's kind of obsolete, but maybe for like cryptocurrency mining. It has a. I need to get like a fast GPU for it. Sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. This is number 6, reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about the fingernails, and oh yes, drive safely and drink milk. Show's over. Stay tuned. Tune in next week for an equally awesome show. So, the show's over right now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye! 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 Show's over, goodbye! I'm not going to be able to do that.